Manx Radio Sport.
Lewis Farmer on this right-hand side now, chasing away against Sam Gelling here. Farmer just rolls his man here. The two number 10s going to work against each other here. Farmer manages to get to the byline. He's done really well. Pulls it back to the edge of the box. Low for the near post from Goff and just wide. Really well worked by Lewis Farmer down that right. He was involved in a right physical battle with Sam Gelling, which he managed to get the better of. Got to the byline, pulled it back to around 16 yards or so out, Tony. And Ethan Goff just seemed to scuff his shot, goes wide of Ben Wilkinson's near post. Clearest chance we've had so far in this game.
Yeah, it was. It was a good movement down that right-hand side by Farmer. And it was a good cross in, to be fair. And it's quite a nice height, you know, for him to sort of maybe smash it down on the ground to just take it away from the goalkeeper. But unfortunately, it just went wide of Ben Wilkinson.
Another corner for FC Alman, left foot in swinger this time from the right hand side. Here is Whitley, looks into the near post. Latham doesn't get there, headed and off the line. Alex Maitland's effort. Lewis Farmer, I think it was, who was back there first of all for Barnoldswick Town. Closest FC Alman have come. Conor McCauley trying to race away down that left hand side. It's going to be brought back there. Latham has taken a knock, the Barnoldswick Town goalkeeper, so there will be a little bit of a pause in play. But FC Alman getting closer with the set piece this time, whipped into the 6 yard area. Alex Maitland rose highest, it had beaten the keeper, Tony, but Lewis Farmer was there to head it off the line.
Yeah, I couldn't see what connection was to the goalkeeper's head, but Alex Maitland did well. He rose above them, headed it down, which was good. Whether there was a bit of a knock-off one of the opposition, but straight into it, but good opportunity.
Ball in field to Ormerod, who's now being chased down by Middleton. Back to Carnevale on the left-hand side, 40 yards from goal. Tries to get the crossover. Joe Middleton closes that down for the host. Here's Whitley, knocks it past Brandon Barsky, who'd overcommitted there, and Whitley's got plenty of space on the right-hand side. Coming inside on the right edge of the penalty area, he's got options, wants to bring it onto his left foot. Cuts back inside, it's Whitley low for goal, and into the back of the net. Incisive breakaway from FC Isle of Man. FC Isle of Man 1, Barnoldswick Town 0. And just when we were talking about whether there would be a spark in front of goal, FC Isle of Man have found it. They clear their lines to FC Isle of Man. Steve Whitley first to the loose ball on the halfway line, ahead of Barsky. He raced down the right-hand side. He had options arriving in the centre, but decided to cut back inside on his left foot from a tight angle, and he rifles it under Barnoldswick Town goalkeeper Dale Latham to open the scoring, Tony. 1-0 to the hosts.
What a great goal that was. What a great ball down that right-hand side, and Steve Whitley just toe-poked it away from the defender, and then he just ran straight in, and he knew what he had to do. He had to pull it back and bring it back in towards, you know, sort of maybe 6-8 yards out, and that's what he did. He pulled it back on the left-hand side, then curled it with his left foot past the goalkeeper. Both sets of players now are starting to shift it pretty quick, and FC Isle of Man just want to capitalise on this good spell they're having.
Here come Barnoldswick now, marauding into the FC Isle of Man half with Rowlands Whiteoak down the right. Here's Unwin, looking lively the last few minutes, finds the overlapping run of Rowlands Whiteoak. That's a teasing ball into the box, headed towards goal by Goff, and just wide of the post. Close again for the visitors, and again it's down the right flank. It was Unwin holding it up for the overlapping run of Rowlands Whiteoak. First time ball from near the corner flag, whipped into the 6 yard box, and it was Ethan Goff striding in almost unmarked, tried to glance it across goal, and it's just wide of Wilkinson's right hand post, Tony. Let off for FC Isle of Man
right in front of the goal. That's a big miss, that one, because all he had to do really was get it on target. That was going to go in. Great cross in, and Goff couldn't convert, and you could just see he's so gutted, because that could have been the equaliser. But FC Isle of Man still lead 1-0.
Little ball back into Carnevale under pressure, goes back to his goalkeeper Latham, who clears first time through the centre. And that is going to be the last action of the first half. Well, in terms of the first 45 minutes, the Rick Holden era at FC Isle of Man has got off to a good start. Half-time, FC Isle of Man 1, Barnoldswick Town 0. We talked about FC Isle of Man struggling for goals. Of course, their top scorer at this point of the season, Charlie Higgins, not involved this week. We understand that's just through general availability. It's not a matter that he's been dropped by the caretaker manager, we understand. Here can Barnoldswick again on the left-hand side. Is Unwin. Unwin racing in on the left edge of the box here. Turns away from two challenges. Unwin wants to look for goal. Deflected. Too many bodies in front. Turns it behind for a corner. Threatening again. Sam Unwin for Barnoldswick Town. Released down that left-hand side, and he drove in on the left edge of the box. He sold two defenders completely as he cut back inside his right foot, but then a third defender across. Trio of red shirts in front of him. They combine to just get the blocking and turn it behind for another corner, Tony.
Yeah, great block by Kyle Watson, the number four. He'd come back in, as you say, two or three around Unwin, but it was Kyle who did the important thing and stopped the ball going in.
Right footed into the back post here and headed into the back of the net. And it's Tyler Beck with his third goal of the season for Barnoldswick Town. The pressure has been building from the visitors since the latter stages of the first half. They've been asking the questions in the second half here. And now they've got the reward that they wanted. They've levelled things up here with 19 minutes gone in this second period. FC Isle of Man 1, Barnoldswick Town 1, whipped in from this left-hand side from the corner. They've been pressing and pressing. It was into the back post. Tyler Beck, 2 yards out, Tony, couldn't miss. Nailed it in the bottom corner.
He couldn't miss, Rob, because it was a good corner that came over. And the player just come in and just headed it down. Ben was in his position. He was in that middle. Couldn't do anything to stop it. And as you say, 1-1.
And out for a Barnoldswick Town throwing on this left-hand side. Little touchback into the path of Unwin. Unwin turns away from one challenge and tries to step away from two. Deflection on the sliding challenge takes it into the feet of Stowe, who's come across from that right-hand side. Here is Luke Stowe. Steps away from another challenge on the left edge of the box here. Cuts it back onto his right foot. Deflected into the penalty area. Gareth Hill with the header towards goal that loops into the bottom corner. Barnoldswick Town have turned things around. FC Elliman 1, Barnoldswick Town 2. And it was thanks to the work of Luke Stowe on the left-hand side. He seemed to ride around three challenges, deflected cross across the six-yard area. And Gareth Hill, not the easiest of techniques, almost behind him, he just nodded it back towards goal, and Ben Wilkinson seemed to lose his footing. He was scrambling across to his right, but he couldn't stop it floating into his bottom right-hand corner. The visitors have turned it around, Tony, and they now lead 2-1 to Barnoldswick Town.
Yeah, soft goal that one, and you know, the centre-back Hill just had the easiest of things just to put it over Ben Wilkinson. You can't blame him for anything on that one. It just wasn't cleared up on this left-hand side. Their delivery was good. And, you know, he was there unmarked, not too many sort of red shirts in there, and easy finish for him. So this is going to be a struggle now for FC Alamann.
We mentioned, Tony, maybe a bit of frustration giving in for FC Alamann, but Barnoldswick Town, to their credit, are managing their lead well.
They have, and, you know, they've looked a reasonable side, to be honest with you, because I think Unwin, to me, has been the best player in the park, number seven. I think he's done really well. Always a danger when he's got the ball.
Ben Wasser trying to chase up against Tyler Beck, and Wasser has won it back. He's forced back a couple of yards on the edge of the box, feeds it into Middleton to hit low, and there's the shot blocked by Brandon Barsky. The flag had stayed down. Middleton chasing away again up towards the byline. The final touch is off Bruno Carnevale, who'd come out to meet him. He's geeing up the crowd here. FC Alamann have themselves a corner, but Ben Wasser nearly getting in behind Tyler Beck there, winning the ball back, laid it off to Middleton, shot blocked, and Middleton managing to force it for an FC Alamann corner on this right hand side. That just seems to have lifted the home crowd just a little bit for the moment. Whitley over this latest FC Alamann set piece. Left footed in swinger, it will be. Here is Whitley. Whipped into the back post, and that's okay. Latham spilled it, and it's cleared off the line. Heart in mouth moment for the Barnoldswick Town goalkeeper, but they clear up to the halfway line. Here's Josh Kane. Out to the left for Danny Gerrard of FC Alamann. Now Michael Williams. Williams in field. That's a poor ball, though, for Ben Wasser, and that's cleared by Ethan Goff. And back out for an FC Alamann throw on the left-hand side. Slightly more positive from the host in the last minute or so.
Yeah, two mistakes and two good chances for FC Alamann. It was Ben Wasser with the first one, and then Joe Middleton. He couldn't quite dig it out to get the shot in. And then when the keeper dropped it, if someone had been there, it could have been also different.
Baines just completely misses his first time pass and manages to recover. He has to go back to the halfway line to Luke Booth, who arrows it forward again. Ethan Goff is in front of that inside the Barnoldswick Town half. And that is the last action of the game. The first game of FC Alamann's caretaker manager Rick Holden ends in defeat here. Full time, FC Alamann 1, Barnoldswick Town 2.
Manx Radio Sport.